This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back to the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. We'll try to delay that, though, because the big story of the day, not particularly fun to talk about. It's the Atlanta Braves and everything that's going on with them. Brandon Adams is going to join us in about 20 minutes, talk some college football, Georgia specifically, with him, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
Go ahead.
What? Oh, yes. As you know, the NCAA tournament is ongoing. The Final Four is coming up, and then the championship game as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's home of the NCAA basketball championship. Join us for complete play-by-play coverage all the way through the national championship game on April 7th. Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, Humberto Injury Law. After an injury, we are your winning team. And by Window Nation, buy four windows, get four free. That's eight windows for the price of four. That's the NCAA tournament continuing through April 7th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Remember?
Oh, you want me to do some more? All right.
No, this is because of you know who.
Yeah, no, this is good. People need to know that tomorrow, Dukes and Bell are going to be at Buffalo's Cafe. It's Buffalo Cafe Wednesdays. 92.9 The Game back on the road for a special broadcast at Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming.
There you go.
Come join them from 2 to 7 on Wednesday as they enjoy great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. We get ready for one of the biggest sports weekends of the year. It's all coming up on Wednesday from 2 to 7 at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming on Sports Radio.
There we go.
The Game.
All right, now.
I used to hate reading aloud in class.
I think a lot of us did.
But now I like reading aloud.
But
it's no problem.
Yeah, we were just talking.
Growth.
The torpedo bat and De La Cruz. And I mean, he is such a special player.
Is he using that torpedo bat?
Yes, he's using it. He hit two home runs yesterday. But my thing is, there's nobody there to watch this dude play.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the aerial shot of Cincinnati, during. Because I guess where they baseball field, they got a little kind of the battery type.
Like
you got a young phenom.
Yeah.
And why not go watch him?
If you hear what Jamar Chase said, it's not like there's a lot else to do in Cincinnati.
Exactly.
It's not like you're busy with nightlife.
He actually said that.
He did say that, yeah, about the city that he plays in.
The city
that paid him $100 million. But he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
He's not wrong. So I don't know where they are. But here's the thing. It was their owner 2 years ago that was like, yeah, well, where else are you going to go?
He did.
What else are you going to do? Come see my team. He's one of those owners that if baseball ever, in my opinion, does the right thing, which is installs a floor, a salary floor. I don't think you need a salary cap.
I agree with that.
Let them pay what they want to pay.
Only time you hear salary cap is when the Dodgers or the Yankees are good.
Yeah, but right. That's when people start yelling about it. But again, if the Dodgers want to pay Shohei Ohtani $700 million,
let them pay him.
And they can justify the cost by everything that he brings to the table, let them do it.
I agree.
Get more owners that feel the willingness to do things like that. What you got to do is get owners out of the league that are unwilling to pay anything for their rosters. There needs to be a floor. That's the issue. Have a more competitive bottom of the Major League Baseball. Have a more competitive lower class or middle class. Don't even have a lower class in Major League Baseball as opposed to worrying about
what the is the floor for the spending in baseball.
There isn't one.
There isn't one.
You can literally spend as little as you want. Which some teams do.
Yeah.
If you look, there's probably payrolls that pay less than two Dodgers players.
Yeah.
Or maybe one Dodgers player. You know? Like, there was a time over the last couple of years where Max Scherzer has been pitching against teams that the entire lineup combined made less than him.
Yeah.
That's stupid. It shouldn't
be like
that.
Max, he's down now. He's hurt again.
Yeah, right.
He's old.
That sucks. Yeah, he's old. But he's still getting paid.
Still getting paid that, what, 40, 30, whatever.
Still getting paid a lot of money. Yeah, but that's the issue. All these, if it's too expensive to own it.
Sell it.
Then sell it.
But why?
Because it sucks for us.
But I'm still getting that, I'm getting that
bread. I know. I understand why that guy wouldn't do it.
Yeah, he's getting
That's why we got to make him do
it. He's getting that Skrilla.
Of course.
he doesn't care. He's making all the Skrilla.
All you have to do to not care about me and everybody else whining about it is don't download the Odyssey app and don't go on Twitter.
That Oakland is $60 million.
Yeah, so less than one guy.
Goodness gracious.
But that's the thing. Their owner's a dirtbag. He held the city hostage for decades, and now he's going to get rewarded for it.
Did they ever pay off that parking debt?
I don't think so. I think they just left.
You know they owned that parking street?
They just moved. Come find us. We're in Sacramento. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know that that 8-year bid, you know, that we had with y'all that, you know, y'all can use our you know. Can we get that before you leave?
No.
Nah.
No, we're not. We're gonna break that.
Nah.
You wanna take us to court? We're not showing up for that either.
Yeah. Nah.
We're not doing any of that. We're gonna be in Vegas. You come find us there. We'll get you a nice hotel at the Bellagio or something. I don't know where people stay. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Braves have just two hits. Both of those came in the fifth inning. One by Harris, one by Kelnick. Harris gets into this left center field, and the Braves break the drought. Michael Harris with a solo shot to get Atlanta on the board in the eighth.
Yeah, so they scored. That's about the only good thing that happened yesterday from a Braves perspective, and it still wasn't that good
because
they got beat pretty bad by the Dodgers. So they lose game one of that series. Now they're 0-5.
Yes.
Reynaldo Lopez goes on the 15-day IL after one start with an inflamed shoulder. And Jurickson Profar is being suspended by
80 damn games, Andy.
For half the season for violating the performance-enhancing drugs policy. And hopefully this matters. He also can't play in the postseason.
Correct.
Now we got to get there first. And I still think they're fine, but... yeah, there's a lot going wrong for the Braves right now. There's no doubt
about it. Yeah, and then you see clips coming out about, you know, about him and Profar and his old teammates. Manny Machado said he supports him. He's his best friend. A lot of other people that were on the team with him. The awkwardness was of Matt Olson and Austin Riley. Because the thing about them, they barely know this cat.
Right, he's new.
He's new. And so, like, you ask him a question about it, and both of their face at the same time. I was like, oh, blank.
Did they not know?
I don't know.
When they were asked about it?
No, I'm pretty sure the news had to be just fresh.
Got it. Yeah.
You know, because I saw, like, the Braves had to redo the whole starting the lineup. They put out the lineup before the game already, and they had to go back and redo it.
Yep.
And, you know, just the, you know, it's unfortunate for him and everything like that. Yeah, it sucks, man. It does. It sucks just about as bad as this damn team does. They can't do anything good. And please, Andy, don't say Matt Olson's walking a lot.
Nah, I mean, he is, but it'd be cool if the guys behind him knocked him in.
Yeah.
You know?
They have not done nothing good. So, you told me about that. Matt Holmes struck out Shohei Ohtani twice. All right.
Yeah.
In the same game.
Yeah. That doesn't happen often.
Best player in the world.
Kind of sucks for me, though, because he was half my prize pick last night.
He was?
Yeah. All I needed Shohei to do was get a 1.5 or more, you can't get a half. So two total bases. And
that's
he walked in the first inning.
Okay, so you're halfway there.
I'm there.
Right.
Nope. I'll say this. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code 929 or Bunker. You're going to get $50 when you play your first $5 lineup. Don't listen to my picks, though. I suck. I scrolled back through my Prize Picks over the last year.
Uh-huh.
Guess how many? And I've played a lot because they give us free money to use to play it. I've played probably 45 lineups in the last 2 months.
Okay.
Guess how many times I've won?
45, I'll say 6.
Twice.
I was going to say, what's higher, your batting average or the Braves?
Yeah.
The Braves.
Yeah.
I suck at that. It's fun, and you should do it, but I suck at it.
Mm.
Just letting people know. Don't take my advice on it.
Bam.
Yeah. No, I got to play tonight. You want to know what it is?
What you
so you can take the opposite?
What you got?
Just to try to help, because it's probably the right thing to do is go the opposite way from what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
If I went the opposite of the way that I felt, I'd be 43 of my last 45.
Okay.
I got some Hawks action tonight.
All right.
Anfernee Simons, I got him going over 22 points if he plays. Now, the cool thing about Prize Picks is if he doesn't, then they'll just refund your bet.
Okay, gotcha.
Give your money back.
Gotcha.
But somebody has to score for the Blazers, so I got Anfernee Simons going over 22. He always plays good against the Hawks, too. And then I got Trae Young going over 9.5 assists.
I like it.
So do the opposite of that, and you'll probably win.
Okay, so Trae has 9 assists.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be a low assist night for Trae tonight.
All right, I got you. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like nothing is going right. They can't pitch. The hitting's all. I saw Jarrett Kelenic, he leads the team in batting average right at 200, right?
Is that right?
Yeah, but he's going to get a lot more at bats now because.
Nope, 177.
177, who is it? He leads the
he
team.
He does lead the team.
Oh, is it 177?
But it is 176.
Okay. All right, so he's going to have more opportunities because they need him to play more because
gonna
there's somebody out there.
Going to play every day.
Yeah,
you got to. He was probably going to, yep.
You're going to have to play him more. We saw, you know, because I'm sure the news came down, Alex Nunn made some moves to go get some veteran outfielders where I know I was like, whoa. Well, you think they go get some pitching?
Well, they got a guy named Stewart.
Yes.
Who's been cut five times.
Stewart Fairchild, man.
But did not know that. Until
Wake Forest, pride of Wake Forest.
Yes.
Why should I know him?
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
Oh. The way both of y'all said that, no. I was like, damn, what the hell should I know about this cat?
Both being
a
little extra. Oh, that's why Stewart Fairchild.
That's why I was like, damn, what should I know about old Stewie?
No. I mean, you're gonna know something about Stewart because he's going to play.
Cash considerations are on the other side of a trade.
They bought him
yesterday. Yeah, we're going to give you something to say.
They bought him yesterday. That's how we should have known. We're like, Stewart Fairchild? Why? Oh.
Oh.
Because the guy we paid to come here in the offseason, the only guy, by the way, they spent any money on this offseason, got popped for performance-enhancing drugs
The
first week of the year.
The first damn week.
Come on, man.
The first.
And then we have a home game yet.
They haven't even played. He hasn't even made his debut yet. He hasn't even come home yet.
The first freaking week.
There's not a Jurickson Profar bobblehead, is there? Please,
oh, God,
don't let there
God,
be a Jurickson Profar bobblehead.
Oh, my. The first damn week, Andy,
you lose him,
and then a starting pitcher, a guy who we always have questions about, is already on the
IL. His durability, already on the IL.
God.
Not to mention you're 0-5, and playing the Dodgers tonight, you're starting the defending Cy Young winner in Chris Sale.
We didn't even get to use a six starter.
Yeah.
If that's what we're going to do to save Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Didn't even get to the
right, you didn't even get to help anybody out by having an extra arm or anything like that. But you're starting Chris Sale tonight against their fifth guy, and you're an underdog.
Yes.
Goodness
and
gracious. And all that said, I still think they're going to be fine.
They're going to win tonight.
I think we walk down the Mets being down 12 games.
They'll win 2-1.
They'll be fine.
Just don't put Jesse in because that damn ball hit my mother-in-law's car, which is 20 miles away from Dodger Stadium.
Hey, Iglesias got to make his season debut.
I know. He got to get some work.
One strikeout.
He got to get some work.
You look good. If anybody was up to watch that, if you watched Rasael Iglesias make his season debut last night live, you're a diehard fan. Like, you are true to the what? Eh? To whatever. Whatever they say. You're in it. You deserve season tickets. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some college football with BA. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.